Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Amen. Yes. We are going to read the Bible. This is church, okay? And I'm going to share with you what I felt the Lord telling me, which is what we shared, some bits at the beginning. And because we are mixed, we have children, it's raining, we have to strain our voices. Yeah. Let me share what I really felt. Some time back, I'm sharing this. I'm starting from a prophecy that we received concerning our worship. And one of the things that I kept on telling God in LAT 2025 was I would love to see that prophecy unfold in our midst. I remember it was again after a praise and worship session like this when Pastor stood up and he was inspired to tell us this concerning our worship. The long and short of what he said, I picked out what I will always remember. And he said that by our worship, we shall conquer the gates of our enemies. Glory to God. So when we started during the week, when we were planning for this, I was like, God, may this happen in our worship sessions. Glory to God. Because now we have arrived. Like someone says, we are arrivalists. Eh? Some people reach, LAT arrived. So we arrived in LAT 2025. But one of the things for me concerning worship is that we may see that actually happening. Let me tell you, without even like lying to you, like sometimes when I watch like Benny Hinn, Catherine Kuhlman, and how they minister, these guys do not, they are, first of all, they were too old to walk through all those, the whole congregation. But one thing that I would always covet was how the Spirit of God would move and touch people and set them free. And there were all sorts of testimonies. Healing testimonies, financial testimony. You know, a financial testimony coming in a service. Yeah? So it's something that I've always coveted. And so during this time, even as I was praying, I was telling God, please, chitukolereko nafein eleti. Glory to God. Because when you are 1,000 people, the pastor cannot walk. Even if you have how many ushers, they all can't lay hands on you. So you let the Holy Spirit, who is not limited by man, minister. And that was my prayer today. That was my prayer today. And that is where we had to sing that last song. For the first time, I didn't care for the keys. I didn't care for Bruce, what he was doing. I didn't care for the drums. I was just telling God, you have touched us. Glory to God. And so we are going to share, because what I was asking God for is not out of scripture. He has done it before. He will do it. He will continue doing it. And in LAT, when we are worshiping God, yes, he is the main thing. Yemgenyo mukuru. Okay? And yes, he receives the worship. But what is that expectation after that? So some of the things I would tell God was, you cannot tell us that you delight in our worship and something doesn't change when we worship you. Like, I want to hear that. Glory to God. That is why when Lizzie came and she said boldly that God told her he had sorted out stuff, I'm like, what? This girl has issues, yeah? But those issues have been sorted out. Glory to God. In the worship service. Glory to God. Do you know that there are things that God can do for you in your own prayer time? But there are things I've seen and I've learned that can only happen in a corporate environment. Glory to God. And that means that we have to have the anointing for those things to let the Holy Spirit minister to people liberally. Hallelujah. And he will choose. You could have come with a prayer request that day, but he chooses to touch the thing that was pressing you some time back. And then for you, you leave this place thinking, maybe he has not touched me because I feel I came with 20 pounds in my wallet. I have gone back with less than what? 18 pounds. Hoping that you tithe. I think 20. I don't know. The math. The math is not mathing. So, but you understand what I'm saying. So today as we prayed, this is what I felt. I just went back to this portion of scripture. We are going to read it. Acts 16, verse 25. The Philippian jailer saved. That's what it says here in this Bible. Yeah? It's amazing the things that happened, but how it was titled, this portion of scripture. Salvation happened. Salvation happened to someone when the Lord set people free. Glory to God. So, we shall start. We're going to read up to 40, yeah? But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken. Foundations of a prison shaken. And immediately, not some, all the doors were opened. And not some, but everyone's chains were loosed. Today, I came in here today and I was saying, God, everybody, all, loose all chains. Touch everybody that enters your presence, okay? And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep, I don't know how this even happened, that the foundations of a prison can shake and a keeper is sleeping, yeah? And seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice saying, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here." Tewali putia, kakana. Then he called for a light, ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Glory to God. "What must I do to be saved?" Just because the Spirit of God had moved, a soul was won that night. Hallelujah. Amen. So they say, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." Banange, praise and worship doesn't save. It is here, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through believing in him that we are saved. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes in Boko, yeah? And immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the officers saying, "Let those men go." So the keeper of the prison reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace." But Paul said, not so fast, eh? "They have beaten us openly and condemned Romans and have thrown us into prison. And now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed, let them come here themselves and get us out." And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them and brought them out and asked them to depart from the city. And so they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia, not Namanya, entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we see at first how this whole thing played out. That there are things as we praise and worship. The Bible here says it opens for us the curtain and shows us what is actually happening in the spirit. Whatever their praise was doing was able to shake the foundations of a prison. Glory to God. Sometimes I wonder, like when I was wondering when the foundations of the prison were shaking, what did the neighbors feel anything, or it was just the prison? I do not know. But you see, when we worship God, and this is for the children, when we say praise and worship, it's not just a preamble, then someone will come and preach, like, you know, yeah, okay, when you go to church, you know how children can be, when you go to church, we're going to praise and worship, then after the preacher will come and preach, then we shall give offertory. So it all seems like a mundane thing to the children, yeah? But children, I want to let you know that When we praise and worship, it is a serious thing. It is something that moves things in the spirit, things you do not know. But there was an earthquake. Hallelujah. There was an earthquake. And you know what? More than Paul and Silas, because this is not the first time these guys were thrown into prison, but more than their being set free, there was a soul that was saved. And when we read on and we saw a whole household was saved. So when the Lord touches you, and this is why I was telling God, touch everyone that comes, that you may be a testimony out there. That you may go and say, because the Lord touched me in that service, someone gets born again. Hallelujah. You're set free. Things will be, chains are broken off. Yeah? Chains are broken off from, yes, you're believing God for your breakthrough, but it shouldn't stop there. That you go out there and you share for the glory of God. Amen? That is why we come to praise God here. That is why we want His presence. When we sing, the Lord, something happened, and now I know that the Lord touched me. It is not that, okay, we sing here, it sounds nice, then you stop there. That the touch may be evident outside. When we go, that is the life of a Christian. Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe and I feel as we're praying, chains were loosed. Glory to God. Foundations were shaken. Glory to God. You know, like when you listen to sermons about foundations, what are foundations in Uganda? Emisinji, yeah? Yes, not Emirandila. Emirandila roots, my friend. Emisinji. It reminds me there is a fellowship called Misinji. And man, they take you through some teaching. I've had privy to listen to some of the people who have gone there. Man, Emisinji simiangu to break. From what I hear, simiangu. But guess what? In praise and worship, when your heart is postured right, what could take you forever to do can be done just like that. Glory to God. The foundations of the prison were shaken. And all doors, all, at that point, God didn't care who is born again, who is not, who deserves to be set free. God didn't care who is on death row. Glory to God. He didn't care who was going to be killed, guillotined the following day. Oyonaene bamujayo. He knew what he was doing. And that is the effect of praise. That is a weapon of warfare. Hallelujah. That it is a weapon of warfare. Praise and worship. These guys were just singing. The prisoners were listening. And I imagine they were singing from the old hymns, you know? Those hymns that don't even have a swanky beat that we have now. Teddy. Hey, Teddy would have been bored that night. Like, but ekemuko vibe. Yeah, but there was no vibe. But the Lord opened the doors that had been closed. Tewali vibe. Glory to God. It was the posture of the heart. Hallelujah. So I believe what has happened today. May the Lord show you and I what has happened in the spirit realm by this praise and worship service. Amen? That people have been set free, delivered from sin. This jailer, the Philippian jailer, was delivered from sin. Now there are some things, even when you're praying to God because it is sin, you pray na yenga, the voice, you okendeza koko, eh? You reduce the volume. Hey, God, help me. God, you know, this. Then when it comes to breakthrough, break. Even those things that you talk to God, small. God, I know, man, God, you know, help me, set me free. God can actually set you free. If He can set the body free by those healings that we have seen, maybe like in Benny Hinn's, you know, crusades, God is also into setting hearts free. People from sin, glory to God. So whatever was troubling you today, one of the things that I prayed that God sets people free is sin. Sin that so easily holds back. Sin that is in those foundations. I prayed for all. And I believe that God has touched you. Hallelujah. I believe that God has touched you. God has touched the children. I don't know if in this jail they were delinquents. Banange, our teenagers. Delinquents. You know them. Do you know what delinquents are? Youths who have who are cantankerous and they are got and sent to jail. I think my son is like, how can they take a child to jail? Yes, they take you to jail if you give them a hard time. But even those ones, God sets them free. Hallelujah. 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 So may the Lord reveal to you what he has done for you today, what he has done for LAT today. He does things on a corporate level, just like he did for the entire prison. That is the entire LAT, if so to speak. And then what he did for one jailer and his household. So you see that there is something that God does corporately, but there are also things that God did individually that night. Hallelujah. Amen, church. So I hope you're blessed. May the Lord reveal it to you. It is done. Hallelujah. Okay, so we are going to close the service. Now that it has stopped raining, let us rise to our feet. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you made a way for each and every person here. That, Lord God, you set them free. That the chains are broken. And that, Lord God, as Paul and Silas were released and the reproach was rolled away from them, Lord, we believe. We believe, Lord God, that whatever you have done today, the miracles and the power, the miracles that you have done by your power, cause us, Father, to walk without reproach anymore. You cause us, Father, for our dignity to be restored, Lord God. In a special way, Father, we thank you for what you have done for the men in this place, in this house. Father, we thank you that you clothed them with honor and dignity. Lord, we thank you that you clothed them with honor and dignity as priests in their homes, Father. As priests, Father, in their homes. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, King of Glory, that indeed you bless us. You have blessed us today. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessing our children. Thank you for blessing our giving. Thank you, Lord, for receiving this worship. Father, we declare that, Lord, as we go into the new week, we continue to see this goodness. We continue to understand and discern that which you have dealt with in this service. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Because every time you received an offering, there was a sign that you received it. Father, thank you that you send us our signs, O God. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you that you continue to preserve our lives the next week. Father, thank you for the favor you put upon us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors that have been closed to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All this for the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.